the CrossFit methodology, what it does and what we're doing is definitely the, I think it is the best way for the general populace to get the most out of an hour in their week. If they come into a CrossFit gym 5 days a week, consistently, week in, week out, years over, you know, years, you're going to see really fit people that if they jump into any other type of methodology, if they jump into an Orange Fitness, you know, Orange Theory, or if they do some other type of class, they're going to be able to be the fittest person in that gym, no matter what, bar none, and be able to run circles around people that are basically just kind of every day looking for a sweat. And so it's like, I know that that's going to last and that's going to keep growing. And we're going to have more and more gyms. And what I like seeing is in Europe, we're actually seeing better growth out here than we are seeing in the States.
Welcome to the Best Hour of Your Day podcast. This is your host, Felix. And in this podcast, I am interviewing CrossFitters and experts from around the world. Dwight and Nick,
it's
good to have you here.
Yeah.
Good to be here. We just got here 5 hours ago. We're fresh off the old plane. Cold weather here, which is not much different than what we're seeing right now. We got 10 inches of snow last week back home.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, and sheets of ice. 2 inches of just straight ice on most of the roads.
We have some ice here in Stockholm as well.
There is. So. We almost fell a couple times.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty here, though.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's all the architecture is nice. We saw a couple nice ships out there. The water looked good.
And you told me that's your first time in Europe, like your real first time in Europe, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. I think more than a few hours for me, and he had a honeymoon passage through. So
yeah, just was here for a couple days in France and then Spain. Yeah. So.
So what are your favorite like travel? Do you when you don't travel to Europe, right? Where do you travel? When you travel,
where do we go the most?
Like on a vacation?
I mean, Australia would be,
for us, obviously with T and Shane, we go there once a year. We go 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
Yep.
So that's like beautiful place, especially when we go. It's usually the start of their summer where it's getting cold in the U.S., so it's a perfect time to leave.
Yeah, I mean, for Europeans, it's like very, very cool to travel to the U.S., so it's like we do it a lot. I've been there like 5 or 6 times.
Where's your favorite?
Actually, I haven't been in many different places. Okay. I just used to be like in 2 places, which is New York, and I traveled on the other coast. I traveled from Los Angeles down to San Diego.
Okay.
And a little bit of San Francisco. Yeah.
So you haven't, have you been to the games yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been.
Well,
because it's like,
you gotta get to Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, the thing in Dallas is it's very hot in summer, right?
I mean, it's hot for everyone.
Yeah,
there.
I'm expecting a mostly indoor games.
That's what
that.
I think Dave Castro already leaked, right? He said like 90% of the events will be held indoor.
Yeah, you'll keep everything at least a little more consistent. Won't have to make as many adjustments, you know, if you kind of plan it that way.
I don't know the Celsius degree. Like, we obviously use degrees, but
it's 50 degrees Celsius.
It's 115 degrees. Yeah, so, like, you throw an egg out on the pavement and you're cooking. Right? Yeah. Like, it's that hot where you just can't be outside.
Yeah, if you're running on blacktop, you actually might melt your shoes.
Yeah, your shoes melt.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe the location is so nice.
It is nice. We actually got a chance after the Rogue Invitational to go look at it. And
cool.
It is an amazing arena. And they, from what we're hearing, is they're even doing walkways that are inside, so it's air conditioned, things like that.
How many people fit in there? Like 20,000?
Oh, not yeah. I think 30 or 40. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
even more.
It's massive.
Wow, that's cool.
Like, I think it's more than they have any need for, so that means that they can do some cool things where they may be able to block with logos out and things like that in the stands. So they'll crush it with this place for sure. And it's on the campus close to, I don't know if you know TCU, the big D1 football program.
Ah, yeah,
nice stadium. So that area is like a cool college town, just like Madison was. But Texas is a cool place.
Okay.
I just don't know about August.
Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And I hope they enjoy it.
That's probably a much easier trip for you guys, Dallas, than Madison. Madison's kind of a pain to get to.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Maybe next year. Let's see.
Dallas is a big hub, so it's just more flights probably that way.
Yeah. I work with Reband. You know that? Like
the
knee
sleeves. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they used to be like the official sponsor for the CrossFit games. And they haven't been for years, but they wanted to be like this year, maybe next year. And since I work for them as well, so maybe I'll go there and do the podcast
there
thing
there.
Yeah,
so
that'll be good.
We might see each other
let's
in 2 years at the games, right?
Let's do it again. For It'll
sure.
be a much different setting with the weather there, though.
Yeah, let's see what happens. So, obviously, I mean, you have it on your hoodie here. We're talking about Proven. And for us as Europeans, for me as German, I mean, I'm doing CrossFit like 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what's going on there, but a lot of people, especially who train in my CrossFit box, they just do it for the sake of getting fit. They don't really know the history. And for sure, they don't know about any programs and any boxes and any coaching. So Proven is like probably most of the most successful coaching programs out there because it produced like the 5 times CrossFit Games winner, which is Tia. So I think we should start with the beginning. Can you guys, I don't know who wants to start, but maybe start somewhere.
Yeah, so I think the cool thing with our brand is a lot of people, right, they open up a business because they want to sell something, right? You usually have a product or a service like Reban, like they've got great products, so they go out and they sell their products. For Tia and Shane, you had an athlete who was just amazing, right? Had an amazing career, 2015, 2016, just starts winning all of these championships. Shane as a coach is getting known in the community as the one of the best coaches in the space, obviously now is the best coach in the space. So it was more that the company came out of the demand rather than a product. So it's pretty cool that the reason we've had the success that we've had in the community is because people just want whatever we have. So it's really coming from just a longing and a willingness to follow whatever Tia and Shane were doing. So what we started off with were just a couple programs. Our compete track was basically whatever Tia was doing, people just wanted to see. Like back in the day with what is Rich doing, right? Like it's the same thing. People just want to have that hunger to see what these athletes are doing, even if they can't do it themselves. We've eventually since then, we called like our official launch was 2021. That's when Dwight and I came on. And that's when we opened up our affiliate track, which Dwight is the head of our global affiliates to where if you're a gym owner out there, we give you the programming, we give you coaches notes, we give you a way to run your business a little bit better to help you then get more time back to make more money at your business. So that's the biggest thing for us right now. And then we've got some master's programs for anybody over 35, and then a really great Proven 60 program where if you've got only 60 minutes a day, we've got something for you where you don't have to go into a gym. You can do it from your garage. But yeah, like you said, it's been one of those things to where our success has come from the coaching side rather than the selling side. So I think that's what's going to really forge our path moving forward.
When did you first hear about Proven?
When did I first hear about Proven? I'd actually, so I'm definitely one of those guys that's constantly scouring the internet looking for like cool workouts, what's going on, kind of like tracking where things are going and what brands are kind of moving up there. So I'd seen them starting to post workouts, kind of seeing things, same thing of kind of like, okay, what's the magic over here that I'm seeing Shane able to do with Tia and then with Matt kind of coming on and seeing those type of things. And then I saw literally a post that was just a Instagram post of, hey, we have a job offering. And it was for 15 hours a week, part-time remote kind of thing was what it was. And I was like, sure, like, yeah, I'll throw my name in the hat, see what's going on with that. And then it turned into, and it was the same thing with Nick, where it's like you kind of go in and you don't realize that you're interviewing for now a bigger job. And you go in for the interview and then it's like, oh yeah, we're going to start there. But then actually, no, we're going to need you full time and you need to move to Nashville within like a very quick amount of time. And I'd known, I mean, you know, who Tia and Shane were for a long time. And I've been in the sport, same as you, really long time. Like I've been in since 2012. And so have been around for a long time and seen that and seeing that longevity of their success. And kind of everybody's a little bit drawn to that and kind of want to be a part of it. So that's really where I kind of came into it.
What about you?
Yeah, same. I mean, the Instagram post was the exact same way I got brought in, which is funny because back in the day, it was actually called T Fitness. I don't know if you knew this before.
I didn't know that, no.
It was called T Fitness. So their Instagram page looked completely different. It was all about Tia. That's all it was, which was great at the time. And then we came on thinking that we were just going to kind of like program on our side job and keep doing whatever we were doing. Here we are. 3 years later, much deeper than we ever thought was going to be. I mean, look at where we are today. Like we're in Sweden talking to you about this company that we didn't know was going anywhere 3 years ago. So it's one of those things where we have the right people for sure. We now have four or five people that have moved fully, relocated out of their previous homes to be in Nashville where we are now. And now we're opening up a gym and we've got even more people moving in. So it's moving quick for sure.
How's Nashville?
Have you ever been?
No.
That's okay. Maybe you got to go there before Dallas then. Nashville's a better place, especially with the gym now. Nashville is great. Nashville is probably, I think it's one of the fastest growing economies in the U.S. So a lot of people, because of the business structures and things, are moving their businesses into Nashville. So it's growing like crazy. I think we've got close to 20 affiliates just in the Nashville metropolitan area. So it's a really growing fitness community as well. And it's what drew us to that for sure. I think the big debate was, for T and Chain, do we stay in Australia? Do we open up our HQ in Nashville? And just over the past 2 years of the success we've had and the people that we've met, Nashville was the place.
So now there is like, I would say it's like three big gyms, right? With Matt Fraser, Hard Work Pays Off, and then you guys, and then for sure Rich Froning's gym.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Is there like a little competition in between? Or
I mean, it is interesting. There's some friendly competition absolutely. There, for
like,
sure.
It's been cool to see the evolution of it, right? Because especially for us in Mayhem, we're affiliates. So we have a whole different business now that is for the public, which isn't exactly what we ever thought we would get into again. We come from the affiliate world, and that was always our roots. But now to see not just the pro athletes come in and see how what an amazing space we have, but also the general public come in and see that, hey, we're not just a programming company. We want to help you get to your goals. And I think that's right now the barrier we have to get through, because people see, oh, it's Proven has a gym. They're not going to let me in, right? Like, all I do is work out 1 hour a day. So that's been really fun to get through. And that's like Dwight's biggest job, is he gets to tell people like, hey, there's levels to this thing. Our biggest athletes still work out in the same space you do, and they still want to get to their goals in the same way. We've just got to kind of blend those two, which has been fun.
When you built the business, did you like check out what Jason Kalipa was doing with NC Fit? Because I think it's like kind of similar thing, right? He has his own affiliate, and he has his programming company where he can test out his workouts on the affiliate and then uses it for the general public. So is there a little bit of a difference what you're doing, or is it?
Yeah, so I mean, what I would say is that, you know, anyone would lie to you that says that they're not looking at what's out there. And I think that it's also to your benefit to kind of see what's out there, see what people are doing, take what they're doing well, trying to emulate some of it, and then take what you do and twist kind of, and make it more your own. And so I would say that like what I've done throughout my time owning an affiliate, right, running with through CrossFit Sanitas, and then moving on to our Proven affiliate track, is buying some of those, you know, researching them, watching how they go, and actually seeing what everybody else is doing. And then taking that and listening to all the affiliates that are around that are globally following our program, and consistently developing and kind of assimilating with what most of the affiliates are needing, and then seeing what the other brands are able to put out there, and then seeing how we can actually better match that. And I know that that's part of what Nick's done with growing our brand too, is seeing, okay, what can we do that kind of ups the level? We're developing now a Proven affiliate handbook that's going to be on the docket here coming March 1st. And that's kind of one of those things that we've seen something like NC Fit does, where they really provide more business tools for affiliate owners. And that's going to be something that we really lean into as something that we know that affiliate owners need, want, and are looking for, along with the programming knowledge and being at the top tier of that, of really understanding what brings people into affiliates, what keeps them there consistently, and what keeps developing athletes. Mm-hmm.
So when you look at programming, which is your core product, what you're selling, what is the most important thing when you look probably at your own programming or the programming that you're putting out there?
So I think the biggest thing is uniformity across everything that we do, right? Because the more we scale the business, the harder it is to keep that. The reason we got into this was because Shane's knowledge base was so vast. We truly believe, and I still to this day, is that the reason that this company exists and why Tia is who she is because of Shane's knowledge and coaching ability. So, you know, each time you add an employee or each time you add a coach, that gets diluted a little bit unless you really stay on top of that. So being able to kind of, we've gotten a really good structure to where we have weekly, daily almost meetings with these guys to make sure everything is running in a uniform and succinct way coming from Shane. So he can take off some of the burden from him from actually having to write workouts and write these. And he's basically just creating mini-me's with these guys. That's exactly what we're hoping for.
I mean, when I look at my own affiliate, so programming for me, I think it's very, very difficult because you have a lot of different athletes and a lot of different like needs, and some of the people, they like cardio, mm-hmm. and some of the people like strength training. And it's usually very, very difficult for the head coach or for the affiliate owner to justify why the programming which you're using is best, and you're smiling yeah. because you probably heard it like.
Yep. Well, no, I mean, it's literally the biggest challenge. I mean, that's what everybody kind of gets into. And how do you pick that? How do you do it? How do you do it on your own, even when you know your own affiliate members? And I would say that the biggest thing that you take into that is understanding, having your coaches understand the why, the how, and what we're doing on a daily basis, and having them believe it. And yeah. if you have the coaches really believe it and understand it, and you have a program. So that's like really what I try to do with our program is get the coaches to understand every little piece of it and why we're doing it, what the structure is week to week, day to day. And then they can talk to it and be like really bought in. And then they can talk to their members. And once the members kind of understand and know why they're doing what they're doing, even if it's not necessarily something that they completely love. But we want to create that fun, and we want to create that excitement of like, oh, this is something different and something new. And I'm excited to try that because it actually is showing that I'm getting those results. I'm actually feeling better. I'm less injured. I'm coming in more frequently. I'm still getting stronger. I'm seeing lean muscle mass put on, right, as I'm losing some body fat. And it's like, that's really what it is all about. If you get people looking in the mirror and they're like, I'm looking better, feeling better, right? I don't actually have as many aches and pains as I was doing on another program. That's really what it's all about. And then members stop actually questioning because it's maybe not something they like if they're seeing results. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, if I asked you maybe what's the one barrier to your business right now, it's probably going to be you just don't have time, right? Like you're doing a million things at once. And what I tell people for the affiliate track is we give you more time in your week, right? Like if you can get more time that you don't have to write workouts, that means you can try to find ways to build more money into your business. That's going to help you way more down the road than just if one person likes your workouts or not. Because this is good with this guy. You got a scapegoat. If he's the one writing, you can say, well, it was Dwight's fault, not mine.
And I hear that from some coaches, and that I know some affiliate owners, and they'll literally say that some of their coaches feel like they know me. And they're like, oh, Dwight, you know, and they'll throw me out there. Yep, it's like, yeah, he just did another one of those ones, kind of overshot the bucket.
He gets
on
to be the bad guy, which is good.
Which is fine. And I'll come in and people will like, you know, give
everyone
me some shit
needs
about
a bad
it,
guy. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay being that guy because then it makes everybody have a little camaraderie.
Yep.
You know, so it's cool.
I talked to Ben Bergeron a few weeks ago, and we talked about the testing the workouts in his own affiliate. Mm-hmm. So yep. He's programming the workouts, he's testing the workouts yep. so he can make adjustments. And now you just build your own building in your own affiliate, yep. which is the best playground for yeah. programming.
Yep.
How will this change the way you see programming or you do programming?
Honestly, it makes it a lot easier because, I mean, like I said, I ran in the gym for 8 years. So I've seen every type and style of workout. I've seen athletes go through it from a beginner level athlete to an elite level athlete on it. But then when I'm constantly developing now, like, you know, I'm starting to get even a new style mm-hmm. as I've been with Proven for now 3 years, it literally is like I'm writing what Shane's workouts kind of feel like and are. And so that even kind of changes time domains, where we're kind of going, what type of athletes we're targeting. And so now seeing it every day and people coming in and getting more feedback. And what's cool about it is that we've now hired our GM, Mitch, who's going to be providing daily feedback on what yeah. he's seeing and what the coaches are saying and where we're at. And I can actually like throw him a workout and be like, hey, does this time domain make sense for the type of athletes that we're doing? And I can shoot ideas off of them, and we're going to probably have, you know, constant conversations on the daily, and definitely like a weekly meeting that's just on the docket for it. But I will say, like, I'm probably just going to be shooting him questions daily when I'm writing those programming, and it's going to be more dialed in just consistently as I get that feedback.
Yeah, I think the big thing for that, and it was a great question, is yeah. that we always felt like we were probably a week behind.
Yeah.
And we only would hear something if it went poorly for someone, right? Like, hey, and in, always in a respectful yeah. way, but we've yeah. got a great Facebook community we speak to on a daily basis. And somebody just will say something like, hey, I went over by 5 minutes today, just so you know. And a lot of other people would then add in, yeah, it was a little tight on time today. We couldn't get through all this. Now we know exactly in the minute it happens. So we can make those changes on the fly, which is really important.
Yeah.
Where do you see the future? I mean, there are so many programming companies out there, mm-hmm. so many delivering the best programming, quote unquote. So will CrossFit rise at the same rate that it did like 10 years ago? Would you have expected that CrossFit becomes something like it is now? And will it be even bigger in 10 years from now? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we were actually talking about this morning coming in, and I think we're at a really interesting point in time with CrossFit right now, especially in the game side. As a methodology, I don't think CrossFit, it's only going to keep growing. Like, I think we all understand how great of a methodology this is and what it does for people's lives. Obviously, the whole other side of our business and when we try to sell these competitive programs is the game side. So that's where I feel like we're kind of at a tipping point where I think this move to Dallas, this kind of changing where we've got the masters and the teens moving around and things like that, where this could be a huge year for us if we could really get things right. The good thing for us is that we've got a product that's going to withstand any of those changes because people need to get fitter and people want to get fitter moving forward, whether it's for the games or it's just their own fitness. So for us, one of the biggest things in actually just our mission statement as a company is the evolution of what we can give as a product. Yep. So no matter what we do, we want to keep elevating things. So even if, let's say, CrossFit doesn't grow anymore, the games don't grow anymore, and it just stays as it is, which is fine, we're going to keep elevating what we're doing. Like Dwight said, we're going to keep trying different things. We're going to test different things, and we're going to make sure that our job to the community is to make them better no matter what.
What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, I mean, literally we had this exact conversation when we were on the way over. And my thing is that like what Nick said, and to bounce off that, is that the CrossFit methodology, what it does and what we're doing is definitely I think it is the best way for the general populace to get the most out of an hour in their week. If they come into a CrossFit gym 5 days a week, consistently, week in, week out, years over, years, you're going to see really fit people that if they jump into any other type of methodology, if they jump into an Orange Fitness, Orange Theory, or if they do some other type of class, they're going to be able to be the fittest person in that gym, no matter what, bar none, and be able to run circles around people that are basically just kind of every day looking for a sweat. And so it's like, I know that that's going to last and that's going to keep growing. And we're going to have more and more gyms. And what I like seeing is in Europe, we're actually seeing better growth out here than we are seeing in the States.
Yep.
So even if the States doesn't necessarily grow and it starts to kind of stagnate and plateau, we still have areas of growth where people are going to be expanding and kind of working that through. And no matter what CrossFit the brand does, this style of working out with constantly varied functional fitness performed at high intensity is honestly going to keep growing and keep building. And I'm excited for that. And that's what we're going to keep doing, is just kind of keep putting that out there because we believe in it.
Yeah, you just mentioned that there's a lot of people in Europe and the growth rate in Europe might be a little bit faster.
Yeah.
What are your plans on like going more internationally? I mean, you're an American company and CrossFit just started in the US and it's very US centric even after 30 years. And a lot of CrossFit boxes and CrossFitters in Europe, they might not have heard of you. What are your plans there? So will there be like some like testimonials, or is there any specific plans, or you just do your thing and you hope that it grows to Europe as well?
Yeah, well, this is step one, right? Like this is our biggest reason for being here this weekend, is kind of our introduction into this community. We know this is a very vast European community, even people from outside of Europe are here, and it's what we want to start doing moving forward. So for us, we obviously have the game season, but we want to start implementing from August to January and maybe into February as we get into the open, chances where we can just travel around and start talking to new athletes, start talking to new gym owners like this, going to these kind of coaches congress events, going to different kind of conventions to get our name out there. Because we have, like you'll hear in Dwight's speech over the next couple of days, is like we have what we think is the secret sauce for these affiliate owners to really elevate their business. We've just got to get it in front of more people. And like you said, there's so many people out there. And like Dwight said, Europe's growing so fast. We've got South America. Brazil is growing like crazy. Asia is growing like crazy. We just got to get it to more people.
I'm really looking forward. I mean, CrossFit is such a cool thing. It's like it gives me so much. You as well, guys. I mean... It's more than just a job. It's a passion. And I love to see it grow, and that's why I'm doing this podcast here, to even spread the word. And it's so cool to stand here in Stockholm and talk to you guys, and I hope we see each other not this year at the games, maybe next year, or maybe in Nashville.
I mean, you can come over, stop by.
I mean, if I'm there, I'll do that for sure.
You better.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
If you like this episode, please leave us a rating on Apple or Spotify. Hear you next time.